Hello, and welcome to the third part of our review of the GNOME desktop here on Main Menu. Over the past 2 weeks, several people have commented and complained about the fact that these demonstrations were being performed using a text-to-speech engine that is no longer available. I am happy to announce that Nopernicus now works with the DeckTalk software speech engine available from www.phonix.com as a $50 download, and this is the engine we'll be using today.
Hi there, this is Mark Mulcahy bringing you the third part of our series on the GNOME desktop here on Main Menu. And I have received, as I mentioned last week, several comments about IBM VivaVoice being no longer available and doing demos with a synthesizer that's no longer available. And so I have put in a bit of work, and we now have DeckTalk software support that works with Nopernicus. There were a few issues to be sorted out, which is why I hadn't done it sooner, but it's now working, and that's what we'll be using for these last two segments of the series on the GNOME desktop. I'm going to start Nopernicus, and we're going to discover that the DeckTalk speech engine is talking very strangely. Here we go.
Create window. Nopernicus 1 general settings push button shortcut alt 1.
Okay, I did this on purpose. Sometimes when you install a new engine or Nopernicus finds a new speech engine that you have installed, it sets these settings inappropriately, and so I wanted to show you real quickly how to get those back to some reasonable settings that you might find useful. As I mentioned, the first week in our series, when describing Nopernicus, it uses the numeric keypad for all of its commands, and it divides the numeric keypad into what it calls layers, or what I might call modes. There are 10 modes that you can put the keypad into to control various aspects of Nopernicus. And the way that you switch modes is with the zero key, the insert key on the numeric keypad. So what you do is you push zero, and then the number of the layer you want to switch to. The basic review commands in Nopernicus are on layer 0. So to switch to the review mode in Nopernicus, you press 0 twice on the numeric keypad, and that's the layer that it starts up in. The settings to control the speech from the numeric keypad are on layer 8. So I'm going to switch to Nopernicus now, and I'm going to press 0 and then 8.
Layer 8.
Okay, it said layer 8. Layer 8 is laid out somewhat spatially. The left column of numbers on the numeric keypad decrease the particular parameter. The middle column of numbers on the numeric pad reset the value to the default, and the right column of numbers increase the value. So we obviously want to decrease the pitch of this voice, and that's on the top row of the numeric keypad on layer 8. 7 decreases the pitch, 8 sets it to defaults, and 9 increases it, so let's push 7 a few times.
Voice's pitch will be decreased.
Okay, that should be somewhat reasonable. The rate is controlled by the middle row of numbers. 4 decreases the rate, 5 sets it to defaults, and 6 increases it. We can probably increase it a bit. I'll move it up and down so you can hear that in action.
Voice's rate will be increased. Voice's rate will be increased. Voice's rate will be increased.
Okay, so we can take it up pretty fast. I'll slow it back down.
Voice's rate will be decreased. Voice's rate will be decreased.
Okay, and I think that pitch is a little too low. I'm going to raise it back up a couple notches.
Voice's pitch will be increased.
And we'll leave it there. And the bottom row of numbers changes the volume of the synthesizer. That doesn't happen to work on DeckTalk just yet. I haven't quite finished that. But it does work on another engine that we'll demonstrate today, which is FreeTTS, which is an open-source text-to-speech engine. So that's how you control speech settings when your synthesizer comes up in some weird funky mode like it did for us here in Nopernicus. So I'm going to return Nopernicus to review mode, or the standard layer, by pushing 0 twice.
Layer 0.
And we are in the Nopernicus window. I'd like to start this segment of the review by demonstrating for you Nautilus, which is the file manager within GNOME. It's similar to Windows Explorer. I'm going to start it in a slightly non-standard way to avoid some of the confusion that we had last week pressing Alt-Tab and Control-Alt-Tab and hearing different things than we might expect. I'm going to use the GNOME equivalent of the Run dialog in Windows. And just like the Run dialog in Windows, I can type the path to a folder into that dialog, and it will open up in the File Manager. In Windows, that's Explorer, and in GNOME, that's Nautilus. So to access that dialog, I'll press Alt-F2, which will bring up a combo box where I can type the name of the folder or the application I want to open. So I'll press Alt-F2 now.
Create window. Run application combo box.
Okay, and I'm going to type in the address to my home folder, which is /home/mark. So you hear that it's a little bit less responsive than IBM via voice, but it's definitely usable. So I'll push enter, and we should end up in my home folder.
3. Configure. Restore window. Mark information toggle button unpressed.
Okay, what we've landed on is a toggle button. This is part of what's called the Nautilus side pane. It has a few controls on it. I'll tab through these controls and get to the equivalent of the list view where all the files and folders are.
Push button.
So I press tab once, I'll press it again.
Layered pane.
So we've heard that this is a layered pane, which is very similar to the Windows list view. And it's similar in the sense that it contains a collection of icons representing the files and folders that are in the folder that I've opened, which is my home directory. Just like the list view in Windows, when you very first put focus on it, none of the items within it are selected, which is why we heard layered pane and didn't hear the name of a file or a folder. This is arranged in rows of icons, and you can use various keys to navigate within this collection of icons. You can use the arrow keys to move up, down, right, and left, obviously in the list, or you can use the tab key to just tab through everything. And the nice thing about tab is that you don't end up missing things because of the way that they're arranged. So to put the focus on the first icon in the list, I'll push tab again.
Audio. Unknown.
We heard audio unknown. This is actually a folder within my home directory. Gnopernicus is saying that these are unknown due to a bug in Nautilus, but we can get a little bit more information about this item by using one of Gnopernicus's reading commands, which is read status bar. That's 3 on the numeric keypad, so I'll push that now.
Status bar. Audio selected containing 18 items.
Okay, it's a folder. It says it's containing 18 items. The icon view is the default view in Nautilus, but it's not exactly the most useful for a blind person. So let's see what our other options are. I'll go into the view menu by pressing Alt-V, and we'll traverse down and see what different options and settings we can change.
Reload. Menu item shortcut Control-R accelerator Alt-V are available. Side pane. Check menu item shortcut F9 accelerator Alt-V is checked available.
This is the side pane that got focus when we very first opened up this folder, and I don't like it because it gets in the way, so I like to turn this off. So if I uncheck this by pressing enter,
layered pane,
it closed the menu and took me back to the list view. I'll close this folder just to prove to you that this actually does work. I'll press Alt-F4.
Switch to window. Desktop layered pane.
And this took me to what's called the desktop. And the desktop is open in Nautilus, and it contains a few icons. My desktop doesn't have very much on it. I'll press tab, which should work, I would think, but it does not. So I'll press down arrow, which will put the focus on the first item in this layered pane.
Link to old desktop. Unknown.
Okay, I have a link to old desktop, and now I can press tab to move through the items.
Trash. Unknown.
This is a trash can, kind of like the Windows Recycle Bin.
Mark's home. Unknown.
Ah, and a link to my home directory. So I don't have to go through the Alt-F2 and type /home/mark. I can just push enter right here, which will take us back into my home directory.
Create window. Mark layered pane.
Okay, and we didn't get the little button on the side pane because the side pane isn't there. We went straight to the layered pane containing all of the files and folders in my home directory. So let's go back into the view menu and finish looking around. So I'll push Alt-V.
Reload. Menu item shortcut Control-R accelerator Alt-V are available. Side pane. Check menu item shortcut F9 accelerator Alt-V is unchecked available.
This is the one we just unchecked.
Toolbar. Check menu item accelerator, all VP checked available.
Okay, this lets us show and hide the toolbar. It's currently visible.
Location bar. Check menu item accelerator, all VP checked available.
This is the location bar, which lets us type in a location and go right to it. It's similar to Windows Explorer in that in the tab order you have the tree view of the hierarchy of folders, and then you have the list view of the files in the current folder. And then if you tab again, you'll end up in a combo box that lets you type in a path directly, and this is very similar.
Status bar. Check menu item accelerator alt via checked available.
This is the status bar, which we used to find out how many files were in the directory we were looking at earlier. It's currently visible.
Reset view defaults. Menu item accelerator alt VD available.
So if you get things screwed up, you can always reset them to defaults with this option.
Arrange items. Menu zero items.
This is the arrange icons menu. It lets us arrange and sort the icons in various ways. I'll push right arrow to go into this menu.
Manually. Radio menu item accelerator alt VGM unchecked available.
Now, we've heard of a new type of control here. This is a radio menu item. Similar to a radio button, similar to a menu item, has the characteristics of both, but it's in a menu. You can have radio buttons. It's similar to this, the idea of having a checked menu item, except only one of these can be checked. So we have manually.
By name. Radio menu item accelerator all VGM checked available.
By name.
By size. Radio menu item accelerator all VGS unchecked available.
By size.
By type. Radio menu item accelerator all VGT unchecked available.
Type.
By modification date. Radio menu item accelerator all VGD unchecked available.
Modification date.
By emblems. Radio menu item accelerator all VGE unchecked available.
Emblems allows you to associate little pictures with various files and folders.
Compact layout. Check menu item accelerator all VGL unchecked available.
This allows you to select a compact layout. We're out of the radio menu items now.
Reversed order. Check menu item accelerator all VGV unchecked available.
This allows you to arrange things in reverse order, so you could sort them alphabetically Z to A if you wanted to.
Manually. Radio menu item accelerator all VGM unchecked available.
Okay, we're back to the top of the menu, and manual, so I'll push left arrow to get out of this menu.
Arrange items. Menu 10 items.
And we'll keep going through the view menu here.
Zoom in. Menu item shortcut control PLUS accelerator all VI available. Zoom out. Menu item shortcut control MINUS accelerator all VO available. Normal size. Menu item accelerator all VZ available. View as icons. Radio menu item accelerator all VI checked available.
Okay, this is a group of radio menu items to set how things are viewed. It's currently set to icons. I'll press down arrow and we'll find out what other choices we have.
View as list. Radio menu item accelerator all VL unchecked available. View as menu item accelerator all VV available. Reload. Menu item shortcut control R accelerator all VR available.
Okay, and we're back to the top of the view menu. What I wanted to demonstrate here is the view as list feature, which displays the files and folders within the folder as a list rather than a group of icons. So it basically presents it as a table, so you have information like the size, like the modification date, etc., all displayed in a table that you can navigate simply with up and down arrow, much like the right pane of the Windows Explorer. So I'll push up arrow twice to get back to that option.
View as list. Radio menu item accelerator all VL unchecked available.
Okay, so I'll click this.
Layered pane.
I'll push down arrow.
Table columns header.
And it puts us on the column header of the table, and if I push it again, we'll get the first folder.
Table line. 4 items audio, 18 items folder, Tuesday, May 6, 2003 at 1:37:17 p.m.
So we got a lot of information. We got the name of the folder, what it was, a folder, the number of items inside it, the last modification date. So we're obviously getting more information as we navigate this table of items. So I'll press down arrow.
Table line. 4 items bin, 28 items folder today at 9:36:09 p.m.
So we're hearing a lot more information. We're hearing the type of item we've selected, how big it is, when it was last modified, etc. It's very similar to the Details view in Windows Explorer. There appears to be no keyboard navigation in the View as List mode in Nautilus. For example, if I wanted to search for a file, I know there's a file in my home directory called test.txt, and if I wanted to search for that file, I can type all day long, T-E-S-T, and nothing happens. So the way that I find a file in this mode is the way that I find anything in a tree view or list view, because that's what this is, it's basically a tree view, is by using the Control F to initiate a find. So I'll do that now. Press Control F.
Create window. Search dialog text.
Okay, and it said search dialog text. So I'll type what I want to find, which is test.txt.
Table line. Four items test.txt 478 bytes plain text document today at 5:36 11 p.m.
So I typed test.t, and that was enough to identify it. And as I was typing, the selection within the list was changing. But to conclude the search, I have to press Enter. So I'll do that now.
Destroy window. Search dialog.
And the search dialog went away, and Gunaprankus told us about that. So the test.txt file is currently selected, and as in Windows Explorer, when you press Enter on the file, it is open. So I'll do that now. But we heard nothing because the text file was actually opened in an inaccessible viewer in Nautilus. So I'll tab around and we can hear what the options are in this little viewer.
Information. Toggle button unpressed. Push button. Open with Gedit. Push button. Open with new Emacs. Push button. Open with Vi. Push button. Open with. Push button. Unknown.
So the unknown is obviously the viewer that displays the text file, and then we had some other options. So to introduce you to the GNOME equivalent of Notepad, I would like to open this file up in Gedit. So we'll tab back to that button.
Int push open with Gedit. Push button.
And I'll push the spacebar to open the file.
Create with text. Hello and welcome to the third part of our review of the GNOME.
Now we have the file open in Gedit, and Gunaprankus read the first line of the file for us. This is the text that I used to open this segment of the GNOME review here on Main Menu. So we'll get a sense of how responsive the DeckTalk is as we arrow around the file. So I'll press right arrow. We'll move by character.
E-L-L-O-C-A-F-D-E-S-C-O-M-E. Space.
So you can hear that it's not quite as responsive as via voice. I'll press down arrow to move by line.
Desktop here on main menu. Over the past 2 weeks, several people have commented and complained about the fact that these avail. I am happy to announce that Nopernicus now works with the.
So you can hear it's quite responsive enough to work with. The speech quality is very good and it's definitely usable. So, for example, I'm going to press Control End, and we'll go to the end of the file, and I'll type an additional paragraph of text.
T-S-S-Space-A-R-S-Space-A-V-Period.
You can hear that I easily out-type the synthesizer. I'll press Enter, and press up arrow to read the previous line.
This is a test paragraph for the main menu review.
This is the equivalent of Notepad. The selection commands are the same. So, for example, if I want to go to the top of the file, I'll press Control Home.
Hello, and welcome to the third part of our review of the GNOME.
And it took us to the first line and read it. If I look at where my cursor is,
E-H.
It's on the H of hello. If I want to delete the word hello, the selection commands are the same as they are in Windows. I'll press Shift, Control, right arrow to select this word.
Hello.
It is spoken, and I can press the Delete key to delete it.
Hello.
And it is now gone. If I read the current line.
Comma and welcome to the third part of our review of the GNOME.
To read the current line, I had to press down arrow and then press up arrow to read the previous line. So you can see that we deleted the word hello, but the comma is still there, so I will press home to go to the beginning of the line, and press the delete key to delete the comma.
Comma.
And press it again to delete the space.
Space.
And we should now have the line without the hello. and I have to press down arrow and up arrow.
And welcome to the third part of our review of the GNOME.
You can also cut and paste text. I will select two words here. I'll select is.
And.
Or no, and.
And welcome.
And welcome. So we now have and welcome selected. I'll press Control X to cut it.
And welcome.
And it's cut, and I'll go to the end of the file and paste it with Control V, just as you would in Windows. And now, if I press the up arrow, we should hear the line that I wrote just a few minutes ago.
This is a test paragraph for the main menu review.
And if I push down arrow...
And welcome.
And welcome. The and welcome that we cut from the top of the file is now at the bottom of the file. So that's cut and paste. And those are using all of the shortcuts. There are also menus, and I will take you through the menus here in gEdit. To get to the menu bar, I will press F10.
File. Menu 16 items.
So this is the file menu. I'll press right arrow to go across the menu bar, and we'll hear what menus are available.
Edit. Menu 11 items. View. Menu 5 items. Search. Menu 5 items. Tools. Menu 0 items. Documents. Menu 6 items. Help. Menu 2 items. File. Menu 16 items.
So we're back to the file menu. I will arrow down this menu, and we will hear what is in the file menu in gEdit.
New. Menu item shortcut control N accelerator all FN available.
So we're hearing a lot of information about each one of these menu items. The difference between a shortcut and an accelerator is that a shortcut is something you can press from outside of the menus, and the accelerator is to be pressed within the menu. So the shortcut for this is Control N. The accelerator is Alt FN, because that's how you get to it from within the menu. So we'll listen to that again.
New. Menu item shortcut Control N accelerator all FN available.
So the shortcut is Control N. The accelerator is Alt FN. I'll continue through the menu.
Open. Menu item shortcut Control O accelerator all FO available. Open location. Menu item shortcut Control L accelerator all FL available. Save. Menu item shortcut Control S accelerator all FS available. Save as. Menu item shortcut Shift Control S accelerator all F available. Revert. Menu item accelerator all FR available.
This is an item that allows us to revert changes. So if we open a document, make changes, and then decide we want to scrap them all, we can revert to the save copy with this menu item.
Print preview. Menu item shortcut Shift Control P accelerator all FW available. Print. Menu item shortcut Control P accelerator all FP available. 1. Test.txt. Menu item accelerator all F1 available.
And then at the bottom of the menu, we have a list of all the documents that we've recently worked with.
2. Close. Menu item shortcut Control W accelerator all FC available. Quit. Menu item shortcut Control Q accelerator all FQ. New. Menu item shortcut Control N accelerator all FN available.
And now we're back to the top. I'll press the right arrow to go to the edit menu.
Undo. Menu item shortcut Control Z accelerator all EU available.
So we have moved to the edit menu. It is opened and we're on the first item within it, which is undo.
Cut. Menu item shortcut Control X accelerator all ET available. Copy. Menu item shortcut Control C accelerator all EC available. Paste. Menu item shortcut Control V accelerator all EP available. Delete. Menu item accelerator all ED available. Select all. Menu item shortcut Control accelerator all E available. Preferences. Menu item accelerator all EE available. Undo. Menu item shortcut Control Z accelerator all EU available.
So I'll arrow over and we'll hear what's in the view menu.
Toolbar. Check menu item accelerator all VT checked available. Status bar. Check menu item accelerator all VS checked available. Output window. Check menu item shortcut Control all O accelerator all VO unchecked available.
The output window, what is that? Well, that's actually a window that will display the output of a command that you can run. gEdit's very flexible. It lets you run external commands on a file that you're editing, and then this output window will show you the output of that command.
Customize toolbar. Menu zero items. Toolbar. Check menu item accelerator. All of ET checked available.
Okay, we're back to the top of the menu, so I'll press right arrow and we will go to the search menu.
Find. Menu item shortcut control F accelerator. All of SF available. Replace. Menu item shortcut control R accelerator. All of SR available.
So you have just a plain find and also a find and replace.
Go to line. Menu item shortcut control I accelerator. All of SL available. Find. Menu item shortcut control F accelerator. All of SF available.
And we're back to the top. I'll push right arrow.
Tools. Menu zero items.
Now we're on the tools menu, which says there are zero items in it. And if I push down arrow, it confirms that there are zero items in the tools menu. Well, why on earth would you want a menu with zero items in it? This is the menu where plugins go. The idea here is gEdit supports you downloading plugins that do all kinds of nifty things like email documents and edit them in weird ways and give you word counts and give you summaries and spell checking and all that sort of thing. And all of the plugins that you currently have on your system would show up in this menu. I currently don't have any, so it's a menu with zero items in it, so I'll push right arrow.
Documents. Menu six items.
And now we are on the Documents menu, and I'll push down arrow to go into it.
Save all. Menu item shortcut shift control L accelerator all DS available. Close all. Menu item shortcut shift control W accelerator all DC available. Test.txt asterisk. Menu item shortcut alt 1 available. Save all. Menu item shortcut shift control L accelerator all DS available.
Okay, we're back to the top of that menu. I'll press right arrow.
Contents. Menu item shortcut F1 accelerator all HC available.
And we're in the help menu. So that gives you an idea of what the menus allow you to do in gEdit. I'll press escape to exit the menus.
Text. And welcome.
We have been returned to the text edit field, and the line that currently has the cursor is and welcome, the text we cut from the top of the file and pasted into the bottom of the file. Some of Gunopernicus's review commands come in handy in gEdit. For example, if you want to hear what's on the toolbar, you can press 1 on the numeric pad. I'll do that now.
Toolbar. New open save print undo radio cut copy paste find replace.
So those are the buttons on the toolbar. If you quickly want to hear what top-level menus are in an application, you can press 9 on the numeric pad. I'll do that now.
Menu bar. 7 items, file, edit, view, search, tools, documents, help.
So those are the menus that we just explored. If you want to hear the contents of the status bar, which in the case of gEdit will tell you where you are in the document, you can press 3 on the numeric pad. I'll do that now.
Status bar. Lane 11, call 12 ins.
The last useful Gunopernicus command that I will demonstrate here is the command that allows you to read the title bar. It's useful for figuring out where you are, and that is 7 on the numeric pad.
Title bar. Slash home slash mark slash test dot txt modify dash gEdit normal.
These commands are all on layer 0, by the way. So there's a quick overview of gEdit. And now is, I think, as good a time as any for me to demonstrate another text-to-speech engine for you. And this is an open-source text-to-speech engine called FreeTTS. And for those of you who are interested in things of a technical nature, the interesting aspect of FreeTTS is that it's completely written in Java. So I'm going to pause the recording and restart Gunopernicus running FreeTTS, and we'll give FreeTTS a run for its money, let you hear it in action in gEdit, reading some of the same text that we just heard DeckTalk reading, and we'll navigate around the text document to give you a sense of how responsive it is. So I paused the recording and switched Gunopernicus to use FreeTTS, which isn't a very simple process at the moment. We're hoping to simplify that very soon. And in the process of something, I filled up my hard drive and my GNOME desktop crashed. So I freed up some space on my hard drive and restarted my GNOME desktop and reset up Gunopernicus to use FreeTTS and am ready to proceed. Unfortunately, I lost the couple of changes that I made to the test.txt file in demonstration of gEdit. But be that as it may, I'm ready to proceed, and I'll restart Gunopernicus so we can hear what it sounds like with FreeTTS.
Welcome to Gunopernicus.
and I'll switch to the Copernicus window and tab around the dialog so you can hear it in that context.
2 inputs. 3 configure. 4 load. 5 help. 6 about. 7 in my exit. 1. 2 inputs left. 3 configure. Push button shortcut alt 3.
So you can hear it's not quite as responsive as DeckTalk and definitely not as responsive as IBM ViaVoice, but it is usable. Now I want to demonstrate FreeTTS in the context of gedit. So I'm going to open up the file that we were playing with a few minutes ago, which is test.txt, and I'll do that using the Alt F2 dialog. So I'll push Alt F2.
Create window, run application combo box.
And I'll type slash home.
Slash A O E.
Slash mark.
Slash C.
Slash test.txt.
Slash T. 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 X. T.
And push enter.
Destroy with. Create with. Text. Hello, and welcome to the third part of our review of GNOME.
So, we have opened this text file, and you'll notice that it didn't open in that inaccessible Nautilus viewer. So I'll push the 7 on the numeric keypad, and Copernicus will read the title bar.
Title bar. Slash home slash mark slash test.txt gedit normal.
Ah, we are in gedit. Now, why are we in gedit? Because we told Nautilus in that little viewer that we wanted to open this particular file with gedit. So the next time we opened this file, Nautilus remembered that we wanted to use gedit. I should also mention that the view settings that we were playing with, for example, I put my home folder in view as list mode, those settings are on a per folder basis. So if I put one folder in view as list mode, it doesn't necessarily mean that all of the other folders will follow that setting. So here we are in this text file, the opening message of the main menu segment. I'll use left and right arrow to navigate by character so you can hear it in that context.
E, L, L, S, N, D, S, W, E, L, E, W.
I'm pushing left arrow now.
Space, D, N, space, O.
So you can hear that it's relatively responsive. It's usable for basic editing. And I'll push the down arrow key to move by lines, and we'll hear how it sounds there.
Desktop here on main menu. People. Complain to perform using available. I am happy to announce that Copernicus now works with it.
So you can hear that there is a slight pause between the time that I push the arrow keys and the time that FreeTTS speaks. And the length of the pause seems to be directly related to how long the text is. That's going to do it for this segment of the GNOME tutorial here on Main Menu. Next week, I'll be demonstrating Copernicus with Mozilla and some Java Swing applications. If you'd like to stay up to date with all the latest GNOME accessibility news, you may wish to subscribe to the GNOME accessibility mailing list. You can do that by pointing your web browser to mail.gnome.org/mailman/listinfo/gnome-accessibility-list. If you'd like to stay up to date with the more technical discussions concerning GNOME software development as it relates to development of the accessibility framework and the assistive technologies, you may wish to subscribe to the GNOME Accessibility Development List. To do that, point your web browser to mail.gnome.org/mailman/listinfo/gnome-accessibility-devel. More information about Copernicus is available at its website at www.baum.ro/Copernicus.html. The DeckTalk software for Linux is available from Phonix's website at www.phonix.com. FreeTTS, the open-source text-to-speech engine I demonstrated today, is available at its website, FreeTTS, that's FreeTTS.sourceforge.net. I'd love to receive your feedback. My email address is mark, MARC, @acbradio.org. Thanks for listening.